Tuesday afternoon, let's talk with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library and see what's happening on over there. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. We had 50-degree weather yesterday.
I know. I just loved it. The only thing is that brings a little ice, so everybody be careful out there. Wear those cleats. I gave Gary 3 pairs of cleats for his birthday. I must want to keep him around, huh?
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. It's pretty icy out there this time of year, too, so.
Yeah, it just super is, right. You know, so you just got to be careful.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, we've got quite a few different things going on at the library, but should we talk about some new books first?
Sure.
Okay, well, we've got the second book in the Crescent City City series, House of Sky and Breath by Sarah J. Moss. Also is Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child have a new book out called Diablo Mesa. It's when two murder victims are found in Roswell. The archaeologist Nora Kelly and FBI agent Corey Swanson go back to into action. Also new in fiction is Sierra 6 by Mark Greene. So that's the 11th book in the Gray Man series. So if you're watching that, if you're reading that, you want to make sure to give us a call so we can put you on a list for it. And then Marlon James has Moon Witch, Spider King. It's the second book in the Dark Star trilogy. So a lot of different trilogies and things that are happening here. Stephen King and Richard Chasmar have a book out. It's the third book of the Gwendy Button Box trilogy. It's called Gwendy's Final Task. And Brandon Sanderson has a new book out called Dawn Shard. It's set between installments of the Stormlight Archive series and the Fate of Roshar and the So lots of science fiction is what we're kind of talking a little bit about.
Mm-hmm.
As far as new in nonfiction, we've got Arthur C. Brooks has a book out from Strength to Strength. It's the columnist for The Atlantic espouses ways to shift priorities and habits to overcome waning abilities in later life. I guess maybe we get too many habits or something as we get older or whatever, Paul,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Not us.
Nope, not us.
Anyway, and let's see. I'd say that's probably... The last new nonfiction is Watergate by Garrett M. Graff. It's a narrative account of the persons and events connected to the Watergate scandal using newly public documents and transcripts. So, you know, that's always interesting to kind of review some of those different things from history. And then different things that we have going on here at the library.
Yeah, we kind of changed things up a little bit there. We're kind of reverse order, but that's okay. It's your show.
I guess I get to do what I want, huh?
That's right.
It's so funny. Just keep in mind that tonight we have preschool color story time at the library. And so that is Tuesday, which is today, March 1st at 5:30. We've got stories, games, activities, fun, all sorts of things for preschoolers and their families and things like that, too. So keep that in mind that we've got that coming on. And then every Wednesday in March, we always have something going on after school, whether like this Wednesday we've got a movie, next Wednesday we're playing bingo, the Wednesday after that we have a take and make, every Wednesday. And so keep that in mind. At about 3:30 in the afternoon on most Wednesdays, we've got lots of fun, exciting things going on at the Appleton Public Library for all sorts of school-aged kids. And so make sure you pop in and take advantage of some of those fun things, because Georgia just does a fabulous job. And I think those kids really just love her. They come looking for her all the time. Is Georgia here?
Who's that?
The kids do.
Oh, okay.
After school. So like I said, every Wednesday after school, we've got some different things going on for kids. Steve Sarerud, of course, will be here this month as well. He's usually here. He will be here the 2nd of March and the 16th of March from 4 to 6 p.m. Answer any of your tech questions or ESL or all sorts of different things that he helps with. And so keep those things in mind. We've got our book club coming up on the 28th. And then we've got an event for adults on the 15th. We're making a, let's see, what am I calling it? A spring tin decor item. And so that is filling up as we speak, because it just seems to be crazy. Everyone's just into all of our wild and crazy things. And then we will also offer an adult take and make next week, where you can come in and pick up and take home a craft if you're not quite ready to be amongst all of your peers and things like that as well. So lots of different things going on at the Appleton Library. Make sure to stop by, give us a call. You know, we've got lots of books that are starting to pop in now that it's March. So if you've got a favorite author, just give us a holler. We'd love to help you.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you so much. And, hey, we'll talk to you next time.
That sounds fabulous. Don't forget, the Appleton Public Library is located in the Appleton Civic Center. And we are there on Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time then.
Yep. Sounds fabulous. Thank you, Paul.
Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.